From WNYC New York Public Radio, I'm Leonard Lopate. This is just one segment of the Leonard Lopate Show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 1-800-NOW-OPEN or open.com.
Steve Sanderson is the creator of Darkness Calls, a comic book he hopes will discourage Native American teens from committing suicide. He joins us now, along with Sean Muir, the executive director of the Healthy Aboriginal Network, who reports that suicide is the second cause of death for American Indians and Alaska Natives aged 15 to 24. I'm very pleased to welcome both of them to the second part of today's Underreported. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Leonard.
Sean, you're based in Vancouver. Is it true that in Canada, the suicide rate among Aboriginal people is three times harder than of the general population?
I've heard some numbers that are anywhere from three to five times as higher, and I'm not sure if it's you know, across Canada. Some of the numbers that I heard of are just in BC. And again, I think it's important to remember that it's not a pan-Aboriginal problem, or it's not a problem in every First Nations. It's just a few First Nations that have a really high rate, and it affects the overall average of everyone.
And teens even higher?
Teens, pardon me?
Are teens particularly hard hit in this area?
I would think so, yes.
Now, why do you think some, but not others?
Well, it's a good question. If you hear stories out from elders who would say that, 20 and 50 years ago, there was no problem with suicide in their communities, and there was this whole feeling of family and support. And that has changed in Canada over the last 50 and 60 years because of a lot of things that have been perpetrated to Aboriginal people and First Nations people through the government practices. And so it's had an effect where parenting skills have been lost, and in a lot of cases some kids feel lost.
Are the figures similar in the United States?
Honestly, I don't know. I know there are some groups that have a real problem, but I don't know the state's history as well as Canadian history.
Steve, how do you know Sean?
We met through kind of a mutual friend, and he introduced us because we were both kind of just seemingly coincidentally wanting to do stories about First Nations youth, and coincidentally just both had a story idea about teen suicide. And the story that I'd written was kind of based on the actual facts, and I told the story to Sean, and Sean was interested in getting that published, and that's kind of how we were introduced.
Hadn't you been able to prevent your cousin from committing suicide?
Yeah. I'd had a younger cousin of mine who the comic book is loosely based on, and he'd called me kind of out of the blue one day, because we were very close. Like, he's exactly 10 years my junior, and I was actually kind of seeing more as a nephew than a cousin. And he called me kind of out of the blue around 2002 and informed me that he was thinking of taking his own life. And I didn't take that lightly at all, and I took it quite seriously. And so,
had you had any indications before he made that call?
None whatsoever. It was a pretty big shock.
Did he tell you why he wanted to kill himself?
Yeah, he informed me why. It had a lot to do with family issues and a lot of, your classic kind of stress scenarios with your teenage issues of body image and social status and a lot of stuff. But the majority of it had a lot to do with family issues.
But earlier, Sean said that the elders feel that the structure of the family has changed, and that has led to these changes. Why has that affected Native Americans and not others? There are stresses in all families, aren't there?
Yeah, I think it's a broad problem along a lot of people's societies. But speaking specifically only for First Nations people, I think the statistics are higher. Because I think as time has gone by, a lot of not just traditional culture, but traditional kind of family values have fallen by the wayside. And then a lot of kids have suffered from that, and then a lot of the parenting skills really aren't developed as well as they should be, and then you have a lot of kids suffering from that.
I'm talking with Steve Sanderson, creator of Darkness Calls, which is a comic book that he hopes will discourage Native Americans from committing suicide, and Sean Muir, the executive director of the Healthy Aboriginal Network. This is WNYC 93.9 AM 820. We're online at WNYC.org. Sean, you've spoken to elders, but what about the teens? Have they cited reasons for wanting to kill themselves?
You know, we haven't done very much one-on-one work with teens, and we don't purport that this comic is going to be the answer. What the comic is, it's an icebreaker. It's to get kids talking about suicide prevention. If you go for a child and you want to talk about suicide prevention, generally there's a barrier up. They don't know exactly what to say, but once they read the comic and they get an idea, and like, how did you like the story? What did you think of that character? What do you think of this? And then they start to open up, and then you have a much greater chance of them not making an attempt because they've discussed it, because they're starting to understand their feelings. So I think it's more of an icebreaker tool than anything else.
But aren't there also concerns with something like this that it actually will give some kids an idea?
Well, that's true. That some people have said that, but I think that what's been shown is that if you get kids talking about it, that is by far the biggest feat to breaking down that cycle. It'd be silly. Well, I guess I could say something else that you've heard of stories in Africa where where there's an AIDS vaccine, but people are told, well, if you take this AIDS vaccine, then such and such is going to happen to you, something bad. I've heard that, but I don't think it's shown to be true. I think that if you talk about it, it's better. It's a releasing factor.
And I gather that the comic book was screened for 9 months before it was finally released.
Oh, yeah. We held focus groups in front of youth groups and health professionals of all types. We did, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months, I guess. We turned the comic, Steve wrote a story, a manuscript. And so we couldn't get youth to look at it. It was 9 pages long, single-spaced. They couldn't be interested. So we had this idea, well, let's turn it into an animated short. So Steve produced the storyboards, and then we had him tell the story in his own words, and we panned in and out of images and basically made a 20-minute short. And then we had no problem previewing it in front of Aboriginal youth groups and with health professionals. And so we sent about 85 of those across Canada, and we got lots of very valuable feedback from it, and then we changed the comic from there.
Well, boys are more likely to read comic books of that sort than girls, but I've read that young Aboriginal girls are 7.5 times more likely to die by suicide than average Canadian adolescent girls, while the males are 5 times more likely to commit suicide. It's not a giant divide, but it would suggest that there are special pressures on adolescent girls.
That's true. The stats, I guess, that I've heard are that girls are more likely to make attempts. Their attempts far outnumber the boys. Boys have more completions, which means because they use more lethal means, they use violence, they use guns, hangings. So boys have more completions. Girls have more attempts. They use drugs. They use liquor, cutting. I don't know that girls have more completions, but they certainly have more attempts, at least for sure in British Columbia.
So, Steve, can you describe the main character of Darkness Calls, Kyle?
Yeah, the main character, Kyle, he's an average kind of troubled teen, but at the same time, kind of an extraordinary troubled teen. With him, I wanted to kind of encompass a lot of stuff. He's based heavily on my younger cousin, but he's also based on myself growing up. And I wanted to kind of show kind of some of the generalized kind of issues that a lot of teenagers are going through, you know, a lot of social issues, with maybe not feeling very cool, and some even physical issues with being overweight and not feeling like you're very wanted by people because of that. And with Kyle, I wanted to, you know, kind of cover a lot of bases, but at the same time be very specific. And, you know, because I can only really kind of write from personal experience, and with my personal experience growing up, it was one of the pressures I had was kind of feeling inadequate in school because I was just so focused on wanting to be an artist, you know, and wanting to do and focus and hone my skills, and that feeling like that was a huge, you know, hurdle to get over because people would assume that I was not going to go anywhere with that, you know, not have a future or a career at all. So I wanted to kind of show that in a teenage world, you know, all of these little things can build up and become these monumentous, you know, these mountains. They can seem like molehills to your average adult, but in the realm of the teenager, you know, the emotions of a teenager, the world that's, you know, it's a lonely world. I mean, I'm drawing from personal experience because I'm not that much older than a teenager right now in my life, and it's fresh to dwell upon, and I wanted to kind of put that in this one character. And I feel we've been pretty fortunate where the feedback we've gotten from both males and females, find a lot of people can really relate to Kyle, to his character's struggles, his self-esteem issues, his issues with bullying, his issues with how to deal with family pressures, and all of that, you know, coming to a head with the character's decision to take his life. And
but you've also mixed pop culture and Cree legends here, kind of a balance between Marvel and DC Comics and traditional Cree stories.
Yeah, that was. That was an idea I've been toying with for a while, and yeah, I'm not the first to do that. But
what is it? What is Cree? Now the Cree are the largest Aboriginal group in Canada.
Yeah.
But what about other First Nations? Will they relate to Cree traditions and Cree legends? The stories about Cree spirits?
Yeah, that was one thing I was kind of concerned with, because that's kind of in its own sense a double-edged sword, because in Canada, yeah, the largest majority of First Nations people are Cree. But even in them, they have, you know, four denominations of Cree people, and then among them, they have their own versions of... So I was, in my own head, just going, I can't really please everybody. And in reality, I only know a certain amount of even my own people's, you know, heritage and story history and stuff like that. So I didn't... I could have, you know, tried to make everybody happy and tried to make a story that can please all First Nations people, or I could, instead of getting into the semantics of saying, okay, well, we have this specific Cree legend and this specific Cree villain, I wanted to make more the story, the broad generalization, the story more the thing that communicates, and really kind of have the very specific aspects of it being a Cree legend, not so much the important thing, but that kind of being kind of a thing that would communicate with people that are more interested in wanting to have traditional First Nations stories out there, and really kind of wanting to focus more on the communication of more Kyle's story, the idea of empowerment of youth, and really the... I didn't want to get too specific with, you know, and alienate other people's, you know, other First Nations people's stories. But in reality, I didn't know any other First Nations people's stories other than my own.
Sean, how do kids get copies of this comic book? Are you distributing them free?
Well, unfortunately not. No, we are on a cost recovery basis. Our network is the nonprofit promotion of Aboriginal health, literacy, and wellness.
Wouldn't the Canadian government get behind something like this?
Well,
one would have thought.
One would have thought.
Especially given the history of the government and First Nations in Canada.
It depends who's in power, you know, depending on who wants to ante up. But the BC province, who funded the project, they bought 20,000 copies and were distributed across the province of BC. So we're really grateful for that. You know, yay BC Ministry of Health.
And it's probably not as relevant to kids in the United States who are unfamiliar with Cree legend, although I suspect that there are probably some crossovers.
Oh, no question. We sold 33,000 of these comics across Canada, And I think it's relatable to any kind of youth. We sold them to education groups, to literacy groups, to Aboriginal groups, to suicide prevention groups, libraries, school districts. So I don't really think it's that important that it's you know, a Cree legend necessarily. I think it's got carryover to the general population as well.
Is this the last one you're going to do, or do you have more in the works?
It's just the start. This is the first one we've released, and Steve and I have three more that have been funded that it should be out early next year.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for being with us, Sean Muir, the Executive Director of the Healthy Aboriginal Network, and Steve Sanderson, creator of Darkness Calls, a comic book he hopes will discourage young First Nation teens from committing suicide. And it has been a pleasure talking to you today on Underreported.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Leonard Lopate Show from WNYC, New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.